USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old boy was shot and wounded Tuesday near a high school in Santa Rosa, California. Authorities say the suspect was safely removed from campus and taken into custody. Santa Rosa Police Captain John Cregan says officials believe this was an isolated incident.
There's no evidence to show that there was a threat to the other students on the campus. There was no evidence to suggest that there was plans for any further acts of violence. This appeared to be an impromptu incident that followed a verbal altercation from the school.
U.S. troops exiting Syria through Iraq will eventually make their way home. That's according to the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper provided the update Tuesday after a statement from the Iraqi military said that the U.S. troops do not have permission to stay in the country. Esper initially said the troops would relocate to western Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The government's Road Safety Agency says traffic deaths fell slightly for the second straight year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is attributing a 2.4% drop in fatalities in 2018, partially to new technology that can prevent crashes. A total of 36,560 people did die, though. The agency says the downward trend, though, continues into 2019, with first half estimates showing fatalities down by 3.4% through the first half of this year. But pedestrian deaths rose 3.4%, and the number of people killed on bicycles and other pedaled vehicles went up by 6.3%.
A federal judge ruled on Tuesday that the city of Chicago's case against actor Jussie Smollett can move forward. The city is suing Smollett for $130,000 after he claims he was the victim of a hate crime when police determined that was a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the pro-democracy protests continue in Hong Kong, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was over in Hong Kong visiting for 2 days. Now he urged the protesters to be as nonviolent as possible and claimed that the city is sliding into a police state at the end of his visit. He joins Fox News with what else he saw over in Hong Kong.
The government there in Hong Kong, which is not elected, by the way, this is a pro-Beijing government, essentially installed by Beijing, continues to suspend the right to protest. They won't grant protest permits. They're using violent tactics, brutal tactics, to disperse the protesters. They won't submit to the right to vote. Hong Kong is becoming a police state, and that's bad news for us because we know what China's capable of. They've been ripping us off our jobs for years.
What can we do about it?
Well, we've got to stand up and keep the pressure up. You know, President Trump having the trade pressure on China has actually helped Hong Kong. It's actually helped keep Beijing in check. We've got to continue to keep pressure up, say, we're not just going to watch Hong Kong get steamrolled, because next it'll be Taiwan, and then it'll be the region. And we know what China wants to ultimately do is shut us out of the region and take away all of our jobs, our ability to trade.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News. Lawyers for longtime President Trump advisor Roger Stone have lost an effort to overturn a gag order on Stone. A federal appeals court rejected Stone's petition, but did not close the door on resurrecting the challenge. Stone is facing criminal charges of witness tampering and lying to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.